This podcast is intended for investment professionals.
A flurry of recent headlines have highlighted the governance issues that defined benefit, or DB scheme trustees, are facing as schemes struggle to meet their pension promise. In September 2018, the pensions regulator flagged problems including inappropriate attitudes to risk, managing conflicts of interest, and appointing new trustees. Increased regulation and oversight, more complex investment instruments, and a new demand for time and expertise have made good governance and finding the right people for the job additional burdens on trustees' time and resources. The 21st Century Trusteeship Initiative is one example of the ways in which the regulator is trying to tackle these discrepancies. And the pensions landscape is evolving fast, racing to keep up with the new governance demands. Fiduciary management is one answer. An estimated 15% of all schemes now undertake some form of fiduciary management, up by 70 schemes since 2017, according to KPMG's annual survey. I'm your host, Eliza Grimmond, investment writer, and joining me in the studio today are Lisa Purdy, Head of Fiduciary Distribution, and Mark Vickery, Client Director, to discuss what fiduciary management is and how we do it at LGIM. Mark and Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
When it comes to fiduciary management, definitions abound. It means so many different things to so many different people, from partial fiduciary to full fiduciary, delegated and implemented consulting. But I really just wanted to get a measure of what that means to you, and I'm just going to chuck this question over to Lisa to kick us off.
Thanks, Eliza. You're right, there's loads of jargon in the industry. So in terms of fiduciary management, what we're really talking about here is where trustees delegate the strategic advice and implementation to a third party. In Legal & General's case, we've been an asset manager for decades. And so where that starts in terms of a delegation approach is we were delegated originally to run the money, so to manage the equity portfolios, to manage the bond portfolios of our clients. That then evolved over time as trustees were really delegating more and more to professionals. So that sort of brought about the multi-asset funds, which are really a form of partial delegation in themselves. And then that's evolved even further. And the fiduciary market, in terms of full fiduciary, has been around for around 10 years now. And that's where that whole piece is brought together in terms of advice and all of the assets and implementation as well.
So LGIM's taken on an increasingly active role in helping agree investment guidelines and objectives, as well as portfolio implementation, as pension schemes have delegated activity. Why do you think this change has happened over recent years?
Well, I think you mentioned at the start, the increasing complexity in the world out there is just making it a lot harder for trustees. There's a massive increase in regulation as well. And on top of that, DB pension schemes are in decline. It's harder and harder to recruit new trustees onto boards. And so that experience is declining there as well. So it's a hard job as trustees, and somebody's got to really step into that breach.
Thanks, Lisa. Mark, can you explain why the fiduciary model might be helpful for trustees in this case?
Yeah, it may seem like a statement of the obvious, but with all the complexity that surrounds them, it's always worth remembering that the goal of any pension scheme is to pay members' pensions. The various decisions that have to be made to manage a scheme on a day-to-day basis sure will be taken with this ultimate objective in mind. And as you mentioned in your opener, there are a lot of competing priorities for trustees and sponsors to have to manage, from covenant and funding to increased regulations we've already covered, whilst navigating Brexit, you know, trade wars, etc. So in summary, having a robust plan is a good start, but implementing the plan, monitoring it and adapting it over time can be more difficult and time intensive. So delegating the day-to-day investment decisions and risk monitoring required to implement the plan in the most efficient manner can improve outcomes. This is because it leaves the trustees and sponsors with more time to focus on the really important stuff, the high-level strategy and the overall portfolio return target and risk tolerance, whilst leaving more of the implementation side to a third party.
I think you can think of this a bit like how companies are run. You've got a board of directors and they aren't doing the day-to-day running of the company. They have an executive management team who they delegate that to. And that's very similar to in terms of a pension scheme. You've got the trustee board and then that exec management is then done by the fiduciary manager.
So we've talked a bit about what fiduciary management is and why trustees might do it. But what are the key things that you focus on when you're working with fiduciary clients?
So I think fiduciary management is one of the closest expressions of partnering with our clients to help them achieve their goals. Determining scheme objectives and asset allocation are fundamental to investment outcomes. Both the trustees and employer should agree the long-term objective and how the scheme is going to get there, including contingency planning, approach to risk, because we all know that, you know, things change. And plans put in place need to be flexible enough to react to those changes. I think one of the key benefits the industry has seen with fiduciary management is that there's been a greater focus on the really important decisions like designing a journey plan and meeting the unique and specific needs of a particular scheme. And we know that every scheme has different challenges, is set up differently. And then managing to that funding level and that journey plan to secure towards the end game target.
Then in implementing the portfolio, really there's three key areas that we focus on and that have the most impact for clients. So that's firstly, asset allocation, number two, risk management, and number three, cost control. And we really think they're fundamental to actually improving outcomes for schemes. So in terms of the first one, asset allocation, studies have shown that around 90% of the variabilities of returns are based on that asset allocation decision. So that's really important to get that right. Whereas a lot of people spend time not on that decision, but really on managers and how they're performing. And again, this is another governance burden, whereas the asset allocation piece is that really important piece.
So what we're really saying here is that the decision between which asset class to take, such as equities and bonds, and what the blend should be between the two of them, has a significantly bigger impact than whether you are with manager A or manager B.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. So that's asset allocation. The second one I mentioned was risk management. And again, this is really important. And how we do it at Legal in General, we have the powerful platform of over $1 trillion of assets. So that means managing all of the assets on that platform. We have full transparency of those portfolios and everything in them. And so in terms of understanding the risk, we have that transparency. And then the robustness of the platform as well is really important.
Another thing you mentioned, Issa, was costs, which I think are obviously very important to any investor, fiduciary or no. What impact do they have when we're setting up our fiduciary management offering?
Cost control is critical and can make a real difference to pension schemes. We've seen the review from the Competition Markets Authority into fiduciary management, and they really focused on cost transparency, which we absolutely welcome. It can be really difficult for trustees to understand the fees and costs that they're paying when a fiduciary manager delegates to third parties. By virtue of the platform that we have, everything is in-house, so we can afford and champion, in fact, a clean fee structure.
So trustees are very much involved throughout the entire journey then?
Definitely, and I think it's one of the things with fiduciary management that, as you mentioned at the start, throwing away the keys. Well, actually, it's almost the complete opposite, and actually trustees are a lot more involved, but they're involved in the more important and strategic decisions, so the ones that make the most impact.
So it's difficult to find a fully comprehensive cost schedule for trustees.
We have a relentless ambition at LGIM to implement client portfolios in a cost and risk efficient manner, and we trade between 1 to 2 billion sterling a week, and this level of trading and this scale allows us to save significant trading costs for our clients. And our breadth of expertise means that we don't have to sub-delegate investment decisions to others, so clients can benefit from the most up-to-date information and thinking, with decisions executed quickly and efficiently across our existing platform.
And I think the big issue with these hidden costs is the level of risk that you need to take in order to gain back that cost. So, for example, if there was a 1% cost burden, then that would mean something like an extra 25% of your assets would be have to be held in equities just to make up that return. So, I mean, in terms of an analogy, it's almost like starting the 100-metre race 10 metres behind. You know, you've always got to make up those extra 10 metres, which is a challenge.
It's interesting that we see this as a risk mitigation exercise as much as anything else.
Yeah, definitely.
Moving towards the end of the journey, as it were, you mentioned earlier that most schemes' objectives are buyout or self-sufficiency. How do you support schemes once they reach this later stage in the journey?
Yeah, great question. And whether your ultimate goal is buyout or self-sufficiency, we're really able to support our clients through that. And that's because of the link to being a large insurance company. So we've got significant expertise in running that annuity book, which really is all about cash flow driven investment. So we've taken that experience and we use that for the benefit of our clients in terms of building cash flow driven investment portfolios. And equally, in the buyout side of things, we offer bulk annuities to clients. That we're one of the main providers in that market. So we have such a deep understanding of how pricing works, what asset strategies you need to do in order to match that sort of pricing. So we can really help clients on the way to doing that. And we've actually going to be doing another podcast on this for a future one, really talking through two client examples where they've gone through this whole process in terms of investing their assets and then moving quickly in order to capture the opportunities in the buyout market and secure their liabilities.
So just to pick you up on that point on cash flow driven investment strategies, we've seen a lot in the news about liquidity management and how that's done in a fiduciary portfolio.
Yeah, liquidity is really important things for pension schemes. As you know, they closed over the last couple of decades, they're really maturing now and actually moving into a situation where they're paying out a lot more than they're receiving. So understanding the liquidity in those portfolios is essential because at the end of the day, they've got to pay those members' benefits. So what we really do is work with the trustees and their administrators to understand those liquidity requirements. And then we stress test those portfolios, really just to make sure they can handle any issues there. And then equally, as I just mentioned, in terms of the cash flow driven investment strategies, that's another area we can work with clients on in terms of matching their investments to the cash flow needs. So, yeah, really important point for pension schemes at the moment.
So it's very much about listening to the client and the trustees' needs and then working with them through the process.
Exactly. And I mean, I guess there's also the unexpected needs as well. I mean, we've seen a lot of transfers out in the market recently. So pension schemes have had to deal with both the expected and a lot more of the unexpected ones as well, which is why it's important to really stress test those portfolios just to make sure that they can handle those liquidity needs.
So fiduciary management can help clients to solve an increasingly complex governance burden and to navigate a complex environment so that they reach a targeted outcome in an effective way. Mark, Lisa, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about fiduciary management, please read our blog, which is linked in the episode show notes. And join us next week for another fantastic episode of LGIM Talks.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, you can leave us a rating or maybe even a review if you're feeling particularly generous on the Apple Podcasts app. It really helps new listeners to find us, and we're always on the lookouts for new ways we can improve. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for investment professionals and shouldn't be shared with a non-professional audience. This podcast should not be taken as an invitation to deal in legal and general investments. Any views expressed during this recording belong to the individuals and are based on market conditions at the time of recording and do not reflect the views of Legal & General Investment Management. Legal & General Investment Management is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. For full terms and conditions, please visit our website. And remember to share this podcast with your investment professional friends, colleagues, or even family members. And to find more great content from Legal & General Investment Management, check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website.